From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Negotiations on a global climate pact are winding down. President Obama has asked his counterparts to decide now between posturing and acting. Terry Schultz has more.
Though almost 2 weeks of negotiations failed to get an accord into its final stages before heads of state arrived, President Obama said he was ready to make a deal in Copenhagen, and he thought others should be too.
I believe that the pieces of that accord should now be clear.
Mr. Obama urged the 192 countries present to agree on cuts in greenhouse gas emissions in the most developed nations, financial help for the least developed, and verification of emission levels. This last element remains a sticking point with China, which doesn't want such a mechanism, to the dismay of Mr. Obama.
That doesn't make sense.
Mr. Obama said getting a global agreement is in everyone's best interest, but that the U.S. would act aggressively against climate change, regardless of how Copenhagen concludes. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
President Obama has since held a second meeting with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, hoping to break the impasse at the U.N. Climate Change Conference. The U.S. and China are the world's leading polluters. Meanwhile, a new climate draft is on the table. It calls on countries to have greenhouse gas emissions below 1990 levels by the year 2050, although it no longer sets a deadline next year to forge a legally binding pact. On the sidelines of the summit, President Obama also met with his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev. Both say they are close to reaching a new arms control treaty. In Pakistan, the government of President Asif Ali Zardari is coming under increasing pressure following a Supreme Court verdict this week that struck down amnesty that had allowed Zardari to return from exile. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
The Supreme Court ordered those who benefited under the amnesty to face justice for their alleged crimes and reopened all cases that had been withdrawn. These include old corruption charges against President Zardari and two of his top ministers. A court in Karachi has summoned Interior Minister Rehman Malik to appear on January 8th. He's accused of embezzlement dating to 1996. The Supreme Court decision has touched off a scramble within the government that is under strict orders to reinstate cases. The defense minister, Ahmed Mukhtar, was prevented for boarding a flight to Beijing last night. The Anti-Graft Bureau listed him as a beneficiary of the amnesty, but a bureau spokesman denied that the defense minister had been barred from traveling. As confusion reigned, the prime minister tonight suspended the secretary of the interior over the incident. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Pakistan, a key U.S. ally in the fight against terrorism, is reporting more deadly attacks in rest of areas of the northwest. A suspected U.S. drone fired missiles into Pakistan's North Waziristan region for the third time in 24 hours, killing three. This is NPR. South Korea is investigating a cyber attack that may have compromised a U.S. and South Korea plan to defend the Korean Peninsula in case of war. From Seoul, Dwahli Saikautau reports.
Until a peace treaty is signed between the two Koreas, the North and the South are technically still at war. If military officials confirm local news reports that North Korean hackers may have obtained the sensitive defense plans, security on the Korean Peninsula would be vulnerable during an attack. A spokesman for Seoul's defense ministry said the cyber attack occurred late last month when a military officer reportedly failed to remove a USB device as he switched a military computer from a restricted access intranet to the internet. The hackers are believed to have used an internet protocol address in China. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
UN and Lebanese vessels are searching for crew members of a cargo ship that sank off Lebanon's coast with more than 80 people and livestock on board. The Lebanese military says 9 bodies have been recovered since the vessel capsized in stormy weather yesterday. Officials say 39 people have been rescued. The ship was believed to have been sailing from Uruguay to Syria when it sank. Nearly a 500,000 Dorel baby car seat carriers are being recalled in the U.S. after reports of injuries when the child restraint handle came loose. The recall includes certain Costco, Safety First, and Disney brand carriers sold since January of 2008. On Wall Street, Dow's up 6 points at 10,314, NASDAQ up 26 at 2206. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.